I don't think there's a negative or hostile approach to Letterkenny. I don't think it's seen as a problem. It's certainly recognised as a hospital that has really incredibly strong support from its community. Whenever I visited and met with Sean Murphy, the general manager there, I almost always encountered people from the community in terms of the hospital support group and cancer campaigners and so on, and found it to be a hospital that was well connected with its community and well supported by its community. As I say, it's a historical thing, but the whole Sláintecare project is designed to re-equalise the way funding is distributed across the country. But unfortunately, that's being undermined now by the overall financial settlement for 2024.
The Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, I understand, has agreed to meet with representatives from the 11 consultants you referenced and also GPs. They have a list of priorities that they believe that need to be acted on. We heard from Mr. Michael Sugrue yesterday that he says we need a 4 to 8 week plan, such as the situation at the moment. Is that within Stephen Donnelly's gift? In other words, what potentially could, so we can manage expectations one way or other, what potentially could a meeting like that succeed with Stephen Donnelly?
Well, obviously, as the Health Minister, he has a significant voice, but he hasn't been supported just recently to the extent that he needs to be. So in addition to meeting with Minister Donnelly, there's at least one other cabinet minister in the county and other TDs as well. I think it's important that they're all appraised of the situation. It's obviously important that Minister Donnelly has agreed to have the meeting, and he can use the information he gathers as part of the overall approach that he's taking to try and correct the problem that's now occurring with the health budget, because clearly it's not tenable when you have a situation such as that's being described by local doctors in Donegal.
Is Minister Donnelly's position tenable, do you think? Because, and obviously he can't speak publicly, but I think it would be very interesting if he ever writes a book to read his account of this period of his political career, because I'd imagine he's not happy.
Well, based on, what he has said at press conferences and his relative silence on his Twitter or X feed recently, it's reasonable to infer that he's not happy. I think his position is tenable in the sense that he is not the person who made these budget decisions. From my own day, I can tell you that the health minister is a policy taker when it comes to budget. These decisions are made on a whole of government basis. And he is clearly in the position now of seeking to correct these problems. And rather than having his position questioned, I think it's important that everyone who supports the further development and improvement in the health service would rather support him rather than criticise him. He's not the architect of this particular problem. He's obviously the guy now in the hot seat trying to resolve it, and that's not going to be easy. And it wouldn't be helpful for those of us who have a big interest in healthcare to make his problems more difficult by calling his own position into question right now. I don't think that would be a good